The road down to Terry Bostable Podziki's property is lined with cars. There's a moving truck packed to the gills out front. She evacuated last week and has been staying at her ex-husband's place with about a dozen family members and eight dogs. On Tuesday, a group of geologists visited and didn't like the looks of new cracks in her walls and plaster. Then they thought the road shifted. She grabbed her family photos.
I really thought I was just going to take a trunk of photos out this morning, and I called my son and asked him to leave work for 10 minutes just to help load it with my son-in-law, and before I knew it, there were dozens of people here and a moving van and taking everything out of the house, and I'm so overwhelmed with gratitude.
Within an hour and a half, it looked like a moving crew had come through her Picture Point property. But it turns out the road didn't shift. This time. Bostable Podziki's home is in a zone below Mount Rapinski that geologists are calling the slump. It's an area of silt and clay that slides when it's inundated with water. And it slumped before. Earth movement shifted Lutak Road and damaged a home in 2012. The borough declared it a disaster. Engineers from Seattle recommended $1.6 million in drainage updates. But that never happened.
The mountains are beautiful, but they are also dangerous.
Ronald Donnan is a visiting geohydrologist for the state of Alaska. When he's not crunching mountainside data, he's driving around Haines in a Chevy Astro to measure water pressure, an indicator for mudslides. When it's high, it means there's pressure building underground. And that can lead to a slide.
What I see around town is a level of unpreparedness in terms of hydrological events. So a lot of development going on, people building houses where they think they want to live, which is fine. But all the construction, it seems, has clearly a lack of hydrological understanding of this environment.
That's not unique to Haines. Haines, like many rural areas in Alaska, does not have a building code. It doesn't have an up-to-date emergency mitigation plan either. Think of that plan as a map of potential hazards and a blueprint for how to respond. Donnan says that even though there are people who know things should be done better, there just isn't the money to support them. So even when planners and permitting bodies want to keep people safe, they don't have the resources to do it. Brad Ryan used to be the facilities director in Haines. He was around while the then borough planner tried to update that hazard mitigation plan.
You know, it's a massive undertaking to understand what the hazards are when it comes to small communities in particular, where there's not a lot of resources. And obviously, we're in Southeast Alaska, there's not a lot of things that are developed. So every time you move into a new area, you have to think about another evaluation of the hazards in those areas. So it's money, it's people, and it's also that we're small relative to the areas surrounding us.
The consequences are real. Landslides aren't what people think of when considering climate change. It's usually sea level rise and hurricanes. But since the state declared a disaster in Southeast Alaska last week, Donnan says 20 communities in the region have asked him to do aerial surveys on mountains and steep terrain surrounding development. There's only so much prevention money can buy. And communities often resist building regulation. Even with updated and maintained culverts, a new hazard plan, and aerial surveys, there's no predicting nature. For the moment, blue sky reflects off of fresh snow on mountains surrounding Haines. But increased rain and storms, like last week's, are in the long-term forecast. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Claire Strempel.